Postgame show is returning here from the PV Mart Centrium in Red Deer. Presentation of IDP Impact Diesel Performance. They know diesel. The Red Deer Rebels defeat the Saskatoon Blades tonight 5-4 as we get into the live interview segment brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Brendan Sonny outside the Blades locker room downstairs here at the Centrium. And coach, that was a very un-Blade Rebel-like first period, I thought, with the three goals on each side and very wide open, lots of opportunities at both ends, a little bit of run and gun, which I certainly didn't expect, and I'm sure you didn't. But in the end, you had the chances and just couldn't find a way to get the equalizer.
Yeah, that's a fairly good summation. I can dig in a little more. As of late, like last game, we had 24 turnovers. This is very high, but we outscored our problems. Game previous, more puck management issues, but we outscore our problems. And tonight, there were consequences for missing three blocks for goals, and there were consequences for not back-checking ferociously in our desperate defense. See, we have our big three, and contained within those are eight types of compete habit clips: puck management, winning nets, working across, desperate defense, playing fast, 50-50 puck battles won. Like, I'm ripping off the eight right now.
Yeah.
And tonight, finally, there were consequences for not getting them done. And I told the guys, I think this was the most important game of the season, because once we got everyone back and new guys and all this, like, you all ranked first overall in the country, blah, blah, blah. It was like a different vibe of like, oh, we can just skill our way through things. It's all offense, blah, blah, blah. And it's really difficult when you're winning all the time to hammer points home. But tonight there were consequences. And so I just think this is such an important forming game for our team with the new bodies and guys back and this and that. I think it's very important for our group to understand that when we don't defend desperately, when we miss our blocks, when we don't back check right, when we don't work across, when we don't bring our big three, when we don't get our eight neat habit clips, we're not the same team. So in my opinion, our commitment to defense tonight was not there, and specifically in competitive areas, not structural.
And so you're going to have their attention now tomorrow when you go through video. I mean, nobody's going to be able to slough it off and say, oh, yeah, but we're still winning. It's going to be, hey, this has to be taken seriously now as we move forward, and it doesn't matter who we play against.
Exactly. Because while we do have the talent to score, we're trying to build a championship team, and championship teams play on both sides of the puck. It's not all about points. It's about being a complete team and a complete player. And that's what they need at the next level anyway. So there's some you just hit the nail on the head. That's exactly right.
What did you like about your team's game tonight?
The offensive side was great.
Yeah.
I thought there was good puck movement. I thought we created a ton of scoring chances. I thought we looked fast offensively, but it didn't look the same way the other way. And like I said, as of late, we've just outscored our problems. And now they can't ignore it, like you said. So it's such a, with so many new bodies and guys coming back, and it's such a forming game for us, which usually happens at the beginning of seasons, but with the additions, we kind of have to form a little bit now. Like, where does everyone slot in? And is everyone committed to this? And making sure that as a team, as a staff, everyone is all in on both sides of the puck, on our competitiveness on both sides of the puck every night.
Took me a few moments to realize it, but then I hadn't said his name in a while, and Tanner Molendijk wasn't in the game since the first period. Hopefully it's nothing too bad that happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I got to talk to Whitey. I just heard he was out, and I haven't gotten an update. So.
Yeah. But again, that kind of put a little more pressure onto the five guys on defense. But again, it's a whole team defensive effort. It's just not five guys.
No, I thought our five guys that were in are all 19 and 20 years old and all veterans in the league. You just go through the goals that they scored. And from a competitive standpoint, three of them are missed blocks, where we just missed a block, where two of them are F3 in the offensive zone, not working across correctly, hard enough, and not organizing on the rush going the other way, and it's in our net. Those are Those are not structural. Those are competitiveness. And again, I just want to lament and cement the idea that our team must be big three and competitive habits first before anything else. The other side, the offensive side, will take care of itself and we'll work on it and do all that. But it's just an important game for us.
So it sounds like what you're basically telling me is that when you pulled Austin Elliott, it was to let guys know that, hey, you got to help your goaltenders out a little more than what you're doing.
Perhaps partly. I don't really want to dig into the goaltending right now.
Yep.
But I definitely think that some of those goals are preventable if we're 100% committed to just blocking a shot.
All right. Well, you got to go to Calgary now and see what you can do against the Hitmen. The nice thing is you have a day off in between to kind of look at some tape and get their attention and get everybody back on the right pages here as you get set to take on Calgary.
Absolutely.
Okay, Coach, thanks. We'll look forward to later on here.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Brendan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.